I've had this voucher since 96, and in the last 8-9 months, I have been waitlisted and waitlisted and waitlisted, and I cannot find anything. Yet the apartments that I'm trying to get are sitting there empty. Yeah, sitting there empty. And if I do not have housing by the 1st of July, I lose this voucher. There's no way that I can pay the rent that they require in San Francisco. And I want to know why I cannot find decent housing anywhere.
What has your experience been like in trying to find housing? And what is your voucher for? What's the amount?
$1,400 and something. And the experience has been wait list. We up 1 to 4 years, 1 to 4 years, which is a lie because I have been looking at one apartment for an entire year and it's still empty. And this is in the Fillmore Center. They're moving people out, but they're not moving people in. And I want to know who can help me save my voucher while finding housing. Because I'm 62 years. I have high blood pressure. I have diabetes. I have multiple health conditions, kidney, liver, chronic migraines, can hardly walk. I fall. I go through all kinds of changes, and nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to help, and I am tired. I'm looking at having to leave the state before the 1st of July just to live. And that makes no sense.
Let me ask you after the door closes. What has the experience been like for you in the shelter?
Horrendous. I mean, you have your mentally ill. You have your violent. You have just a smorgasbord of anything you want, and none of it is good.
Do you have a permanent bed there?
Yes, which will be up on June 4th. And I do not want to re-reserve it. I want my own house. I don't know who to talk to. Bevin Duffy is supposed to be the homeless star. He's untouchable. You can't get to him. You cannot get to him. And everything else has just been a lie. And I've been experiencing racism with this. And it's just, it's getting to a point to where I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of living in a shelter. I want my own. I'm used to having my own. I didn't ask to be homeless.
And that's, so what happened with your last home? Did the rent get too high or what happened?
No, I had a roommate and different various problems. She wouldn't leave, so I had to go because I couldn't put medicine down. I couldn't put money down. I couldn't trust the mailbox. And she was just all up in everything. And she was stealing my medicine, my money, and interfering in all my business. So I asked her to leave. She would not leave, so I had to go. And we have an apartment for you over here. Once I get there, all of a sudden something's changed. Maybe it's my face. I don't know. But it's racism. And the way they're doing it is waitlisting, waitlisting, waitlisting. And I know that this is not San Francisco. And I don't know what to do. I can't afford to lose my voucher, yet I cannot find anywhere to use it.
So no one will take it?
They will take it, but
there's just no availability.
They say.
Right.
But there's plenty of availability. They just don't. I'm not rich. If I'm paying straight rent, I can move to tonight. Mm-hmm. But with the voucher, it's just like anathema. Yeah. I don't know.